Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. That's code BRUNO for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Our good friend Adam Schefter, zooming with us, Harry. Adam, now what about the first couple of games of the regular season? I mean, with no preseason games, they're not even allowed to scrimmage with other teams. How ugly will the first couple of games of the regular season become?
I think the brand of football that you're used to seeing will be a notch below what we've seen in other years. I think it usually opens the season that way, but what are you going to do? We all love the sport so much that, it's okay. But I think this year it could be the product even more diminished than it's been in previous opening years. But again, what I would say to that is, that's the time we're living in. And as long as we have the games, they can play whatever diminished product they want. I don't really care. Listen, I just hope we have football for the season. You know, we'll be happy to see a diversion, a form of entertainment on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays. And by the way, if there's no college football, who knows? Maybe Fridays and Saturdays too.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
You know, I wrote this little note down, but I haven't gotten to it yet, Harry, and I am pissed off, as you would say so many, many times in the past. And this is legitimate outrage. Mm-hmm. I don't fake outrage. I don't look for things to get angry about. I don't have to come in here yelling and screaming every day. This isn't First Take or any of these other talking heads and boxes shows where everybody has to scream at one another every day.
Right.
There's very few. There's very little screaming on here, Harry.
People seem to like that, though.
I know they do. It gets people sit in bed and they're half asleep, and you know Stephen A's yelling at the other guy, and yelling, Elton Brand and all these other guys are yelling. That's fine if you like it. You watch whatever you want.
I would not want to have constant yelling going on.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to have a little bit of variety, you know.
It's the spice of life, Robin. You can quote me on that. Now, meanwhile, what I'm talking about is the Baseball Writers Association of America, Harry. Mm-hmm. Now, I have ripped these guys for a long, long time because I think the baseball writers are the most sanctimonious, pompous, self-important group. Now, they've changed. They got some new, fresh blood in there. And, you know, the old fogies who never wanted to put anybody in unanimously all those years, right, because Babe Ruth didn't get in unanimously, mm-hmm. so therefore nobody could ever. And they finally did it. Mariano Rivera, right?
Right.
And, you know, Derek Jeter. You notice it took Yankees for them to finally realize it? And so now they had to vote this fall, in September, actually in a couple of weeks. They were supposed to vote on the old-timers committee.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those guys on the list, eligible for the last time, and I wrote this down last night, the cowards at the Baseball Hall of Fame, the Golden Days era vote. So there's a commission called the Golden Days Era Commission. They get to vote to put somebody in long after they've been forgotten,
right,
and they get one last chance to get in. One of those guys this year would have been the great Dick Allen.
Okay.
Former Philly great, White Sox, one of the greatest players in baseball history.
Aren't they retiring his number with the Phillies?
The Phillies are,
yeah.
But he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Right, I get that. But isn't, if they're not going to vote on anybody, doesn't that eligibility get moved
apparently
to the next
not
year? Well, why wouldn't it? That's,
I don't know,
stupid.
That's what I read last night. I want to get Jason Stark or somebody on because I want a Hall of Fame baseball voter to come in here and clear this up. Because I know my buddy Froggy. That's his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Carfagno, he's a local guy. He was part of the Phillies ground crew for years. He knows, okay, Dick Allen. He's been leading the charge for years, year after year after year, to get Dick Allen in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
And he should be in the Hall of Fame.
And the only way you get in is if this Veterans Committee, now they call it the Golden Days Era Committee. Mm. Great. Oh, is it Golden Days?
It's the Veterans Committee.
Not Golden Years, of course, which is a great song, Harry. Remember that?
It sounds like a retirement community in Boca
Raton.
Right,
doesn't it? Yeah.
That's right next. You go down to Golden Days Era Committee, right next to, what's the big place down there in Florida, Robin?
What, the Villages?
The Villages, yeah.
Golden.
Get yourself some crabs.
Golden Years was a David Bowie,
Bowie
smash.
Bah.
Actually, I think he recorded that in Philadelphia at Sigma Sound.
No.
Yes.
Are you
sure? I bet Joe C. can confirm that.
I love Sigma Sound Studios. One of the great recording studios.
I'm trying to think what he did recording Sigma.
golden.
It might have been that.
American.
Gold. Or it might have been Young Americans.
Young Americans, he did.
I don't know if he did like a full session there or if it was just a song.
I know he did Young Americans there, too. And then, of course, he had David live at the Tower Theater.
That is great knowledge right here, Harry. Yeah.
Well, Tone, don't we have Eno Saris coming on?
Yes, we do. Is he a baseball writer? Does he have a vote?
I'm not sure if he has a
vote,
but he is a baseball writer.
But
I
want to
know. I want to know because this is a legitimate question. And I'm actually angry about this because everything's done virtually now. Mm-hmm. The NFL can have a draft virtually, right?
Yeah.
All business is conducted virtually now. Every news conference is virtual.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of a sudden the baseball writers can't get on a damn conference call and vote?
It seems stupid.
How is it not possible to vote? How about a ballot? How about a mail-in ballot? How about all you strapper sports writers, baseball writers, call your voting commission? This is an outrage, Harry. If they don't do if Dick Allen is knocked out of the Hall of Fame in a final attempt, and this is the last time they can vote for him,
that's like a technicality.
I know what you're saying, Harry, but I'm reading that this is it for Dick Allen.
Yeah,
he is not going to get in if they don't vote this year.
Well, if they vote this year and they didn't vote for him, then he'd be done. I'm saying, but if you don't vote, doesn't that should just be moved? His eligibility should carry over to the next year.
That's what I say, but that's not what I'm hearing.
No.
And that's what I need to know. I need to know whether or not, if they're not going to vote on a guy's last year to vote him into the Hall of Fame, why not carry it over to next year if you're so afraid of COVID? Everything's being conducted through COVID, Harry. Everything, even sex. Dr. Fauci said you could have sex with strangers on Tinder and not worry about COVID.
And Zoom.
But a bunch of strapper sports writers can't vote on a Hall of Fame guy? Jesus.
All right, Golden Years was actually on the Station to Station album, Josie, which was one album after Young Americans. Young Americans was recorded at Sigma Sound. Station to Station was out in L.A. at Cherokee Studio. So we got that covered.
And by the way, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. What I've read so far.
It seems
dumb. Check all the sites. I've read that this was it, that they don't vote, he's out. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize. But I'm not. I always rip the Baseball Writers Association of America. So this isn't a new thing. This has been going on for decades, every year. Because there's always that one voter who thinks he's more important that always left the guy off the ballot, you know, so that he could be mentioned on radio stations. I used to put those clowns on when I was at Fox and ESPN. When I found out the one writer who didn't vote for an absolute stone-cold first ballot lock Hall of Famer, and then he would go on the radio and brag about it,
right.
I would rip them a new asshole. I would rip them raw, just the way they should be ripped.
There's a lot of the Hall of Fame rules and regulations that don't really make
because
a lot of sense
because you've got a bunch of fat guys. Speaking of guts, you're going to rip me? I'm not obese. Some of these clowns can't even waddle into a press box, and they're going to sit there and pass judgment on Hall of Fame baseball players. These guys are crumb bum creep cowards. You can quote me on that.
Yes.
Well, there needs to be something done about that.
We'll find out.
If that's the case.
Hopefully, Eno Saris, who's part of the baseball writer, he covers baseball. I don't know if he's one of the writers. But let's go to a man who's got to be equally outraged. Our good buddy Blind Mike out there. Mike, what's going on up there, man?
Yo, what's up? How about that? You know, that reminds me of get off my lawn.
Me? Hello? I know. I only had a lawn once in my life, and I was too young to yell at people back then.
But you know what I mean? Like, it reminds me of I'm going to share this real quick, and then I'll dive into the meat and potatoes of my call. That kind of reminds me of something. You know what gets me, man? They won't do Now I know he made a mistake. He paid his debt for it. Pete Rose isn't.
I know they're not gonna. I don't know if they'll let Pete in. They should, but the problem was he held out so long and he kept denying, and then when he finally. But the fact that he's not even allowed, he's allowed to go into stadiums at least now. He's just not allowed on the field.
Right.
You know, he's not allowed to go out there. You know, that's stupid.
All that kind of stuff is petty.
It really is.
I mean, let's put things into perspective. If somebody had killed somebody and they did time, they would then, after they did their time, they would be able to be part of normal public and society. And that they are not allowing him do time, whatever it is, a certain amount of time, and then allow him back in. It's an outrage.
It's selective morality. It's selective, and I've been saying selective morality.
Do as I say, not
forever.
As I do.
He had a Hall of Fame career. I witnessed a lot of it. And
me too.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly right.
Anyway, the meat and potatoes. So I want to get into this flyer situation. I was amazed last night because those Islanders were looking really sharp, man.
Oh,
and they came right out of the gate, man. I was like, oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really happy with what Carter Hart, what he was able to withstand in terms of some of the saves he made. Like, that was incredible. But our defense has to be able to step up in front of him. And I guess what I'm getting at is our big guns, like, they need to...
There are no big guns.
They've all gone to sleep.
They're all pop. They got cap guns out there, man.
Yeah. Hayes, Couturier.
But Hayes
Giroux.
Is at least getting breakaways and taking opportunities.
Yeah.
At least he gets a couple of jumps per game. And their goalie's good. That Varlamov is a great goalie. And then when you get to this level in the playoffs, all the goalies are good. You're not winning out there with scrubs. So you got a lot of great goaltenders playing. And look at the Bruins. I mean, their best goaltender copped out, and their backup goaltenders hasn't lost a game. So.
You know, the Islanders, in their 10 games since they rebooted the season, they've allowed 15 goals in 10 games.
Wow.
And they've scored 34 goals.
And they're coming off back-to-back
shutouts.
Remember, they finished off the
Capitals
in a shutout, and then they finished off the Flyers. Now, the Flyers even pulled the goalie last night down 3-0 in a desperation attempt, and that's why they got – and by the way, they got that empty netter as soon as the goalie cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Next face-off, boom.
Yeah.
Oh, empty net. Diddly dallying around.
Look out for Colorado out west, man. Did you see what McKinnon did last night? I had the game on after our Flyers game. He set up his own power play. Well, he drew a penalty. Then he set up his own power play, and within 15 seconds had a nice saucer classic.
Yeah, he's the best player in hockey.
He went boom.
Yeah, but they were up 2-0, and they lost that game last night, man.
That's significant.
Hey, yeah. Mike, good stuff, man.
The Stars team is on a roll, man.
They really are. Yeah. That switch was flipped by the Dallas Stars. They looked like toast
against Calgary.
They were down 2-0 in that
series.
Yeah, they were. So Dallas is red hot. The Islanders are playing great, certainly. Boston and Tampa are both good. And now you're looking at, this should be the Eastern Conference Finals, so to speak, when you look at the two glamour teams, Tampa and
Boston. Yeah.
Flyers had a good season. Obviously, the Islanders came out of nowhere and are playing lights out. So we got great teams involved. And, Vegas and Vancouver, what can you say about Vegas?
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Dominant.
Well, the thing with the Flyers is they have their most important piece. They have their young goaltender who's going to be their guy for the future. So, again, if they
that's the bottom line.
Yep.
You build. You got to – the Sixers thought they had the two guys, and maybe they're still there, and maybe they get it together and bring in a couple of different pieces and shuffle the deck and get a new coach. But the Flyers have – Travis Konechny's and the young guys who looked great earlier.
Yeah.
Remember, Farabee was on fire early in the playoffs. Konechny has been one of their big guns. And, Giroux is passing the puck around on power plays. And just shoot the damn puck, Harry.
I'm with you, man.
They had a 37-year-old guy right at the top of the right, basically at the blue line, shoot one straight down the middle, and it went in. Jeepers, Harry. And the Avs are banged up too. So I think Dallas. I think Colorado, who last week looked like they were the team
eliminated.
To beat.
Yeah.
They look like they may not make it through, Harry. But it's only game one. We'll see what they do later.
Dallas
on.
And the Vegas Knights would be a good series too.
Absolutely. There are no slouch teams left, Harry.
Mm-mm.
In the NBA, either. All the lower seeds. The only surprise is the second seed, Denver, getting they can handle from the Utah Jazz, Harry. That, to me, has been the biggest surprise in this round.
I agree.
We're going to talk baseball now. I'm going to get to the bottom of this Baseball Hall of Fame Old Timers Committee, or whatever the hell they call it. I want to know why.
You are outraged.
I am outraged.
You are truly outraged
by this.
I am,
because I'll tell you why when we come back, so stick around for that. This isn't fake outrage, Harry. This is real. It's raw. And more importantly,
just keep it continuing the same thing.
Exactly. Hey, it's Tony Bruno here telling you there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. All you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code Bruno. Then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. Yes, it's really that easy to claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways. giveaways and put yourself in the running to win a $1 million cash prize. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. While you're in the app, don't forget to check out all the daily great fantasy contests that DraftKings is hosting for this week's basketball and golf action.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Hurt at work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern
on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211.
And with the SiriusXM app.
Listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home $1 million in cash. All you have to do is download the app and sign in using the promo code Bruno. Then enter DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering.
Download the DraftKings app and use promo code Bruno to play free with your first deposit today. Compete for millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. That's promo code BRUNO to get a shot at millions of dollars in prizes all week long. At DraftKings, minimum $5 deposit required.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
Back here on the scene with the sports talk radio machine, Harry. It's time to talk baseball, and I need answers, Harry. Luckily, we have a man who should provide the answers. Now, his hair is almost as cool. Now, whose haircut is cooler, Harry? John Gonzalez, who we had on yesterday out there in California?
Yeah.
Or Enes Saros from The Athletic, who also has equally beautiful hair.
I got to go Saros.
I got to go Eno as well.
Yeah.
At The Athletic covering baseball. Eno, how are you, man?
Doing good.
I'd like to hear that. Top of the rankings.
Right now, you are a leader in the clubhouse, as we say.
That's
here.
Right.
As Harry likes to always make it about golf. All right, Eno, I went on a rant earlier. It's not my style normally, but do you are you a part of the Baseball Writers Association of America?
I am, yeah.
All right, then you're the guy I need to talk to. I've been trying to get a hold of Jason Stark, but he's dodging me. Why is the base – let me ask you, I'm not going to ask you if, as a done deal. The fact that the Golden Days era committee is not going to vote this fall on Dick Allen and other potential guys who can go into the Hall of Fame, does this mean that this is it for Dick Allen if this vote doesn't happen, or can they carry it over to next year to try to get Dick Allen into the Hall of Fame one last time?
I'm pretty sure that he can get into the Veterans Committee too.
Okay, because I keep hearing this is it. This is the last shot for Dick Allen, and I'm reading a lot of local guys who have been behind this thing. So I just wanted an answer, because when I heard, why would you cancel a virtual vote when everything's done virtually? I mean, how come this committee can't vote on things this fall? It's not like they have to go to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown and sit around and around a smoky desk. Why can't they conduct this vote?
I have to think that if it is, you know, the one thing that's sort of silly about the Hall of Fame is they make up the rules, right? So I think if you're right and this would theoretically be his last chance, I think, you know, hey, change the rule for a second. Be like, hey, we could have had that vote, you know, like let's give him another year of eligibility or whatever it is. Because I think that Dick Allen has a good case for the Hall of Fame myself. And I think he was a little bit jobbed in terms of the regular vote during his time. So I would like to see him get another chance myself.
Yeah, I mean, I know totally it's 2020 and common sense is out the window,
right,
in a large degree and everything. But it makes sense to me that if your final year of eligibility, there is no vote, then the next year that they have a vote, your eligibility should carry over for one more year.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking. I don't know the decisive answer on that, and that's what my concern is. If he gets knocked out of the Hall of Fame
because they don't
vote, technicality,
yeah,
in a year of COVID when everything is conducted virtually and on Zoom sessions, that's what I, you know, that's what I would really, really be irritated if that's the case. But you don't think it will be, but you're not definitively sure though, right?
No. I don't have my Hall of Fame vote yet myself. I'm about a year 8 or 9. I think I got two more years to wait. The last time I checked, they changed the rules so that Barry Bonds would fall off the ballot quicker. They changed how many years you can stay on the ballot. And guess what? I would vote for Barry Bonds. I don't have to get into all that if you don't want to, but I would vote for Barry Bonds. And basically the year that I become eligible is the year after Barry Bonds' last year of eligibility.
Wow.
No, I think Barry Bonds belongs in there. He would have been a Hall of Famer before the steroid era. Pete Rose should be in there. You know, we can't play selective morality cops, which we do now all the time. And
it's a museum.
Allen. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It's a museum. Yep. Those things happen.
It's ridiculous
is. I can tell my kids about steroids. I can explain that. You know, don't necessarily want to be Barry Bonds, but he was one of the best players of all time, and he belongs in here. And he, you know, we didn't have a testing program, so we're better now.
No, I think Clemens would have been in without the steroids. There's no doubt Barry Bonds would have been. I don't know about Sosa and McGuire, but I certainly know Pete Rose belongs in there, and I know Dick Allen belongs in there. And that's just four right off the top of my head.
I'm with you on most of them.
All right, Eno, we're about halfway through. Most of the teams have played in and around 30 games with a few exceptions. Who thus far to you has been the biggest disappointment?
You know, I guess I would say the Nationals, but a lot of times you do have this kind of step back after a long postseason run. Part of their great postseason run was the health of their starters. So you go into another year, you just kind of expect one of Strasburg or Max or somebody to go down. Strasburg has gone down now, you know, no more season for him. And, you know, I think based on how the Nationals were built, that's a big deal for them, and it's part of why I think they've underwhelmed so far.
Well, the Angels certainly, I don't know if anybody expected them to go deep, but they have really been just absolutely a disaster. You know, you got Mike Trout, you bring in Rendon. Otani couldn't pitch anymore, but now he can't hit either. And you look at that lineup, and you look at that team, and you're saying,
Pujols,
who just went ahead at number two in RBIs on the all-time list, although he's not the same player he was. But they're still, I mean, they're not the Pittsburgh Pirates bad, are they?
No, but you know what I think they're missing is you know, right now in baseball, there's a real focus on player development and producing really good players out of your own farm system, making the most of what you already have so you don't always have to buy free agents. And I think they kind of failed there. Honestly, like, if you think about it, they've developed, Trout. Of course they developed Trout. That's a great – that's a big one. Then you got, like, David Fletcher, and you're kind of looking around. And if you think about the great teams like the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Astros, one thing they do is anytime somebody goes down, there's, like, another guy pops up. They got Mike Tauchman in their pocket. You know, Aaron Judge goes down, and Mike Tauchman, you're just like, whoa, that guy's, like, pretty good. Like, where'd he come from? So I feel like the Angels really lack depth. You know, you've talked about their stars. They have great stars. But when you look at who's batting eighth and who's batting seventh and who's their fifth starter, you're kind of like, well, you couldn't do better than that?
The other interesting thing is I saw this earlier this morning that with the expanded playoffs, there are four teams from California for the first time ever who are going to be in the postseason. I know people knock the Giants, but slowly and quietly, you know, they're right in the mix there. Obviously, the Dodgers are really good, and obviously Oakland and San Diego. But San Francisco at 14 and 16, you know, they've won six in a row. They're going to probably make the postseason, right? And we'll have four California teams, and the only one that's out, the fifth team, is the Angels.
You wouldn't have written that up one going in. I think that the one thing that Farhan has done is brought that that kind of – not to say depth again, but just brought that idea from the Dodgers that we need to make sure that we're as good as possible 1 through 25. And one thing that you saw Farhan do when he got here, Farhan Zaidi, the president on here, one thing he did that was kind of ridiculous was all these waiver claims. And he was just like cycling through players and just like picking up guys and dropping guys. And it kind of got to the point where people locally were like, come on, dude. But one of those products of one of those waiver claims is Mike Yastrzemski. He found this guy, you know, he found this guy and now he's like a legitimate star. I mean, the guy's 29, 30 and he's having a real breakout this year. And I think that's what Farhan was looking for. Just kind of go through all the guys that you can waiver claim, trying to get better. And, you know, wait for the farm system. Now they got Joey Bart up. So the farm system's starting to create some stuff. And you're starting to see what Farhan can do with the team. So I think it's a little bit early to think that they're going to do much in the postseason. They still have a lot of flaws, but I'm kind of excited to see like how he's been able to turn it around a little bit.
And when you're talking, I'm reading again, 14 and 16 is nothing to write home about, but I don't think many people thought they would be this competitive, especially what I think is the toughest division in baseball now.
Yeah. I mean, they could have, I think people saw them as sellers, clear sellers, people that, you know, teams that would win any games and would just be right away. More like the Orioles in that class. So they put together a competitive team. They think about every spot on the roster, and they do their best to make that a good player.
Well, we got a little less than a week now until the trade deadline, August 31st at 4 o'clock Eastern time. And Gabe Kapler's former team, the Philadelphia Phillies, are floundering around with an awful bullpen. And they've got a catcher that they apparently, are not interested in signing. Could he be on the move at the deadline, Real Muto?
That one's weird to me because you got Bryce Harper out there arguing that they should sign him. It seems like a very public romance. I mean, people want the catcher, and the Phillies have the money. I wonder if they're waiting to see if there'll be fans in the seats next year and how much people are going to spend and if the free agent market is going to take a big downward turn. One clue that we have that it won't is that Mookie Betts signed a big deal. Mm-hmm. So maybe at the top, you know, it'll be same business as usual and Real Muto will get his money. I doubt that the Phillies are going to sell, though. I think that they're still trying to build. I mean, they just bought. So I think that, they got the relievers from Boston. I think generally this trade deadline may be a dud because mostly teams are risk averse. And right now, just with the short season and everything, I think they're just going to see a bunch of risk everywhere. So I bet you a few relievers will trade hands. The biggest name that I could see changing hands is J.D. Martinez. But that'll take another team taking on some money. And nobody really wants to do that. So I kind of think it'll just be a bunch of relievers.
Plus, they're going to have to buy a lot more water because J.D. Martinez has a problem hydrating as a DH in Boston, and he goes into the clubhouse and always has to drink and not pay attention to the game. So those are guys like that you really need in your clubhouse right now.
He's probably checking out some video. He's not supposed to, but right, he's probably exactly. checking out some video.
No, you're right about the – I'm seeing the Angels maybe sell Listella. They have a couple of pieces.
Yeah.
But as far as Realmuto, if the Phillies don't sign this guy – there will be rioting in the city that makes Portland look like it's a picnic area.
They could trade him and then re-sign him in the offseason when he hits free agency.
That move rarely works out, I feel like. Yeah. You know, the Yankees pull it off every once in a while, and that's about it. You know.
But speaking of bullpens, the Dodgers, I'm reading here, have seven relievers with an ERA of less than one. Seven.
Yep.
The Phillies might have one guy that with an ERA of around one.
I think the Phillies do a decent job developing hitters. You know, Kingery, I think, is having some problems, maybe COVID-related. Like, I don't think that we should close the book on Kingery. But they've done some good job. Like, Bohm, I think, looks great.
Yep.
And I think that's a real notch in their belt for developing hitters. However, on the developing pitching side, I liked what I saw out of Howard. But the Dodgers are turning out pitchers. That depth, that's what you need. You need to turn out reliever after reliever after reliever. The Yankees do that all the time. You're always looking at the Yankees and be like, who is Chad Green? Why does he have an ERA of 0.5? You know, and somehow the Phillies haven't managed that yet. So I'm looking for the Phillies to improve their pitching program. That's the one thing that I want for the Phillies.
No, you're right. And again, you look at the Bohm looks good. Obviously, he's got to work on third base, but he was a good pick. No shocker there, Harry.
Right.
You get it? Wichita State,
sure, shocker.
Yeah. You know the other great famous Wichita State shocker the Phillies signed back in the day? Back in the 90s, Harry?
I do not.
Tyler Green. Oh, remember Tyler Green, the pitcher who had the knuckles curve?
Oh, of course.
That was his big pitch. Do you remember that? You know, are you old enough to remember the great Tyler Green out of Wichita State?
I didn't remember he was from Wichita State, but I remember the name. And I love the knuckle curve. So
the knuckle. Does anybody throw the knuckle curve anymore?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's becoming more popular. Actually, it's a great way if you can't really develop a breaking ball, you can't get around side the ball. You do a knuckle curve. You can just throw it like a fastball, and you get that movement.
By the way, the Philly breaking news now on our Twitch stream, which has not been confirmed yet, but there is word that the Dr. Fauci has been signed by the Phillies. He's the only guy with a sub 3.3 ERA that they can rely on in the bullpen.
There you go.
But Scott Kingery, a lot of people are down on him now. Now they're pulling up the guys they got rid of last year. Remember the last year, the guy was here, Hernandez, the shortstop last year here.
Cesar
Hernandez. You know where he's playing right now, right?
Isn't he out west? He's
Cleveland.
With the Cleveland Indians, that's right. Cesar Hernandez. Somebody posted his stats earlier today. And he's doing better in Cleveland than he was here with the Phillies. I thought he was a good player, but they gave up on him, and that's what happens.
They've cycled through a fair amount of hitting coaches, right?
Yes, and pitching coaches. And so far, the hitting coach this year seems to have gotten things better, especially with what's-his-face at first base over there. You like my –
Yeah, but even with Bohm, like, I don't necessarily give Bohm his credit to a major league hitting coach. He just showed up. I think a lot of times when you're looking at problems like this, it's – what's happening in the minor leagues? Look at your pitching developer, your pitching coordinator. Look at your minor league situation. So
now I was talking more Reese Hoskins. I was talking about Reese Hoskins working with the
pitching.
Well,
he's starting
to
figure it out now.
Yeah, and I'm saying the hitting coach at the big league level, he's working with the guys who were there and working during the offseason when they hired him, when they brought in Joe Girardi and he cleaned house and brought in a new pitching coach and a new hitting coach. And it seems like the hitting coach is a guy that – all these players like and respect. So, and the pitching coach who they got rid of, you know, they had the other guy a couple of years ago, Rick Kranick, and he was doing a good job. Kranitz, they got rid of him, and the guy they brought in was a total disaster last year with Gabe Kapler in the second year of his contract. So that's the thing. Whenever you hire a new manager, he's got to bring in his own guys, you know, and that's how it works. You just can't have a guy just pick and choose and just throw guys in with them. And Gabe Kapler, not having any major league chops when he came here for that job, you know, just took whatever they could give him. He didn't have that cachet of, I had the pitching coach with the Yankees. I had a hitting coach who was a guy with me. I heard A-Rod the other night talking about Larry Boa when he was the third base coach for for the Yankees and how Boa would help A-Rod. Mm. You know, he called Larry Boa great because Larry Boa understood the game, and the Yankee players, including a guy like A-Rod, can respect a coach on the bench or a third base coach like a Larry Boa.
Yeah, yeah. As you kind of stay in the game, you develop a staff around you. That's true for sure.
All right, you know, who's going to win it all now? Because it looks like, is it going to be Dodgers-Yankees?
Dodgers,
can we just
Yankees.
Write that down now?
That's chalk, though. That's chalk.
Yeah.
Let's get something interesting going. How about Padres-Braves?
How about Padres-White Sox?
Hey, I'll tell you what.
There you go. Padres-White Sox.
The commissioner's like office them. The commissioner's office wants Dodgers-Yankees.
Oh,
trust
of course
me.
They do.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course they do. But don't sleep on the Padres.
Yeah. And Padres in Tampa Bay.
Oh,
can
Padres
you imagine that?
And Rays.
That'd be a ratings nightmare.
I know, but
yeah, that would be a ratings nightmare.
Why do we have to worry about the rain? The best teams should be there.
It would probably be a great series.
It would be. I yeah. wonder what you know thinks about the whole Jace Tingler thing when he made Tatis apologize.
Oh yeah, okay, how about yeah. that?
Boo.
You're swinging at a 3-0 pitch.
You apologize for hitting a grand slam?
I know.
Come on now.
It's an outrage, man.
And then they go and hit four in a row.
And now they've had five yeah. in their last seven. In the seven-game winning streak, they've had five grand slams. Unbelievable, yeah. man. No, we love the Padres, man. They are now. We've adopted them as our favorite club here. It's an amazing story.
Oh, come on. The Phillies will turn it around.
No. I'm not down on the Phillies. I just think the Padres are a much better team.
I am. I bailed on the Phillies 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Wow, Harry.
Come on.
No, Angels, Pirates, book it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. That's not good.
I think they're playing for the number one pick.
They're playing in the consolation
right.
game at the end of the year. They're going to have a two-team playoff to see which team is really the worst team in baseball. Angels or the Pirates, you make the call. Who's the worst team in baseball? Seriously. Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I would have to say Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
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 Baltimore won some games, man. And you know what? Baltimore's had their GM in place for a couple of years. They're starting to put their programs together.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's always great talking to you. And I want to make sure you get to all those baseball writers. You tell them that if they screw Dick Allen out of the Hall of Fame, they're going to have hell to pay. I'll get one of those 36-inch, 36-ounce bats and go right down there and start busting heads, man.
Like one like Piazza used to swing.
Yeah. No, yeah. Dick Allen, he had a telephone pole, man. That's when those guys used to whittle down telephone poles and go up there.
Hey, you know, this is Miss Robin. We want to welcome The Athletic that is now joining forces with SportsMap Radio.
Is that official?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that breaking news?
So we are going to be probably talking to you more and more.
Oh, we love The Athletic.
All right.
Even
right,
though we're not
forces.
Athletic around here. Although Harry's a good guy. I'm semi-athletic. I got beautiful hands. I got good hands. No Dick Allen, no peace. That's what
right.
I'm saying to the MLB.
I'm
right
bro,
now.
That's
right.
Bro Dick Allen.
There it is.
Beautiful. Eno, good to talk to you, man. Thanks for the time today, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There he is. Eno Saris from The Athletic. You know, seriously, Harry, this is one of those. I don't have many agendas. Or
right.
I'm not a social justice warrior. I make comments about things that affect me. Like my local politicians, and I always rip the mayor and the governor and the state because they're the people whose salaries I pay.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line with the Dick Allen thing, this has been something that's been I've been thinking about for decades, not just the last 6 weeks or not just the last 2 years, for a long, long time. And the bottom line is, this guy should be in the Hall of Fame. And if they botch it this year, and he gets out, I'm going to be pissed off, Harry.
I've never understood the window, like. If they're not voted in
because there's a certain, for example, the first time you're on the ballot, you have to get a
certain percentage of the
to
vote.
Remain on the ballot.
Right.
So guys like Larry Boa didn't get the required 25% of the votes from the people,
mm-hmm.
not to go into the Hall of Fame, just to be
just
on the ballot.
Just to stay on the
right.
ballot for the next year.
Then you get
year.
Knocked off the ballot if you don't get it, and you never can be in the Hall
and
of Fame
stupid.
Ever again.
Yeah, well.
But that's the whole point of them being pompous. It's like, what kind of rules are those?
Yeah.
You know Dick Allen has a Twitter feed?
Yes, he does.
It's an official Dick Allen.
I know.
Allen's
I love Dick Allen.
Yeah.
I'll never forget watching him play as a kid, and I'll never forget the night he came back to Veterans Stadium, 1971,
mm-hmm.
down on the field, and everybody. And I was a young reporter, and I went down there, and I stood down there with Chris Wheeler, and we were like, wow. I mean, it was like royalty. It was like Dick Allen was back in Philly, man. Talk about childhood
How
heroes.
How old were you?
What, 71? I was 20 years old.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
21. I was 20 in 1971. And to get to see, you know, again, I was a fan, but I covered sports. That was my job. But it was also the first time I got to see Dick Allen up close, because when I was a kid and watching him play in the 60s and 70s, I wasn't on the ballpark or on the field. But to be next to him and to see, you know, to see how what an incredible specimen he was, even in his 50s.
Yeah.
This guy was amazing, man.
Now, what station were you with back then?
I was with WFIL. Mm. Famous 56, Harry. Back in the day.
Yuckums on Twitch. Don't make Tony do math.
Well, let's see. I was 20, actually.
Get a couple of strapper lines when we come back?
Yeah, I need some strappers in here. This has been a strapper-free Trucker Tuesday, Harry. Are there strapper calls in there, Josie?
Yeah, we have Captain Bob, and we have one from quote-unquote Jim Rome waiting for you.
Oh yeah. Let's go to Rome. He racked that guy. Let's get him in here. Let's get Rome in here. Let's give him a vine. Jim Rome will get loose. On the strapper line.
Look at those mitts.
I know, man. Oh, man. We're coming right back.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit bostonscottgolf.com. Use code Harry for 20% off. bostonscottgolf.com.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. Go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest-growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
And the Angels have scored, Harry. your Los Angeles, Disneyland, Anaheim adjacent Angels, California.
Did you take the over?
6-1 now, so the over has covered in that game, is it not?
No, not yet.
What was it? I thought it was 5.5.
No, it's like 7.5.
No, I took the live line, though, at 10.5.
Oh, it was 10.5. Yeah. It was 7.5 at the start, I think.
What we have before we get to the phones are these strapper lines. We have to do our...
Oh, what's in the box?
Yeah.
The mail's here. Come on.
We got a box there, Harry. We haven't been getting much box lately.
Here's the mail.
Sort of like most of the men who listen to the show.
If you want to wag my tail, when it comes, I want to wail.
Not WAP. It's a box. And it says to the Bruno Familia.
Mm-hmm.
Addressed to the house.
This came yesterday.
How do you know?
Well, because it was at the door when I left yesterday, and I put it on the couch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, we didn't open. We wanted to save it for the show. And there's an envelope inside. Oh, it's good. It's not sealed. It says, to Tony, Harry, Miss Robin, and the whole gang. We're the Crips or the Bloods. What gang are we? Tony, Harry, Miss Robin, the whole gang. My name is Brian Forrest. I'm a loyal listener and Twitch stream contributor. Trucker 4748. You see him on there all the
okay.
time.
Oh,
no, Tucker. Not Tucker Carlson. I'm also the guy who periodically visits your father's grave at Beverly National Cemetery. So I know him because I took a picture of his dad's grave when
Very
I went
nice.
There and he couldn't do it. You'll find some T-shirts and other items for you guys in the appreciation of the hours of entertainment that you provide every week. They're from our annual charity golf outing known as the Lily Strong Invitational that we normally hold every fall. This year's would have been the fourth annual, but because of the pandemic, it's not happening. It was founded by Mark Lilly in 2018 as He was courageously battling colon cancer. Mark was a teacher for over 30 years, football and golf coach, and after some friends got together, organized a golf outing to raise money for him as his bills were piling up. So the Lily Strong Foundation's going strong. We want to thank you. And next year, maybe Harry and I, we got to come out and play in that, Harry.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
As long as we're not involved in any of the, what's his name, had the Strong Foundation, the cheating guy in the Tour de France.
Live Strong.
Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is the Lily. Oh, it's a bag. It's one of those backpack mm-hmm. bags. What do we call this?
Like a drawstring type of thing.
A drawstring bag. Should we open up? Here's some teas for you there.
Right. Oh, nice.
How many teas? You never can have too many teas.
No,
you can't have
too many of those.
And then we got some quality
swag.
You
got a koozie there.
You got a koozie.
For your
Yingling. I like that color.
Yeah.
So we'll open these up and we'll sort them out for the whole gang here. And thank you very much, sir. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Tucker 4748.
Lily Strong. I like that. It's
like a dark gray with blue. I like that.
Ooh, that's nice.
Very nice.
So we do some strapper calls here?
Yeah, let's go to the strapper lines while we sort this baby out.
Strap on. The strapper.
Line.
Hey, Tony. It's Captain Bob from the lighthouse in Fairport Harbor, Ohio. I can hardly contain myself. This is one of the most exciting phone calls of my life. Last night, the Lighthouse Board of Directors met to finalize plans for the annual Fairport Harbor Lighthouse Colonoscopy Festival. And guess what? Yes, the board voted to name you Grand Colon for Colonoscopy Festival weekend, including the parade down Main Street. That's right, not Grand Marshal, not 100 Grand Candy Bar, not the Grand Old Party, but Grand Colon. As soon as you say yes, we'll send you a first-class round-trip ticket for a scenic Greyhound bus ride from Philadelphia to Fairport Harbor. Once here, we'll provide all the Grand Colon mix, Miralax, Dulcolax, and 64 ounces of Gatorade. By the way, the vote to name you Grand Colon was a 4-3 photo finish.
Wow.
Since Robin got 2 votes and Mays got 1, only because there's a guy on the board who 3 putts as often as Harry does, and apparently misery loves company. Okay, gotta go. Time to work on your Grand Colon float. Got a great sponsor for it, Ultra Soft Charmin. Captain Bob, signing off.
Wow. There's a picture of the Fairport Harbor Lighthouse.
There it is.
It actually does exist.
I know it does. Yeah.
Fairport Harbor, Ohio.
You know, when I was fishing with my son and his buddy Mike, there was a Captain Bob charter boat out there.
Oh, yeah?
I took a picture of it, so I have to post it.
Nice.
Wonder if that's his boat, too. But that was down on the Indian River inlet.
Oh, that's where I used to go all the time.
Out of Delaware there? You know where that is, right?
Yeah, there's a campground. Delaware Seashore State Park is right there. And we'd take the motorhome down. They had these nice pull-through paved sites with, you know, electric, water, sewer.
Was that beautiful bridge there underneath over the Indian River?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great bridge. Mm-hmm. It's good. That's where we went. Captain Bob's boat was out there.
There you go.
Do we have another strapper?
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Let's get these strappers in line.
Hey, everybody. Jim Rome here.
the fact that Brett Brown has no internal momentum to return, that is phenomenal. That is the end of this process. I'm out. Rack it.
Roll me. Rack that guy.
That's the fact, Jack!
Now, did you think that was a good Rome?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard better.
Yeah.
But that was still pretty decent, Harry. It was short. It was sweet.
Right.
And he racked himself. And that's really all you need.
We got one here that's directed at the couch guy.
Oh, a couch guy dedication? Is this like a dead dog dedication?
Did you screen it?
Happy Monday, fellow strappers. I'm calling with the question of the day for couch guy. How much action did you have on the biggest event of the weekend? Of course, that's Miss Robin going to 5,000. Now she's at 5,100 plus. Next thing we need to know is, what's the action for getting Tony Bruno up to 100,000 from his current 64,600? We got to keep our goal, strappers. I enjoy listening every day. A couple hours on Twitch TV and 1 hour on 1060 KDUS here in hot as hell Phoenix. Have a good week, strappers.
Wow.
That's
Phoenix.
Good. Hot as hell out there.
Hot
man.
As hell.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
That guy sounded like he was just sitting on a rocking chair on his porch out there in Phoenix.
Was he low-key faded, do you think?
I don't know. He's just like a fine Southern gentleman.
Oh, come on, man.
But I don't know. I guess that's part of my job is growing the brand of Tony Bruno and Miss Robin.
Well, I know
100,000, that's lofty, but I feel like...
No, I should be
You should be.
Tony should be, absolutely.
Yeah, I should be in the 250,000 range right by now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is I keep seeing... like new people signing in and following, but the follower count decreases.
Exactly. But because that's because
like
Twitter,
what is that?
Yeah.
It's Twitter being
shadow
strappers.
Banning, right? Mm-hmm.
There are strappers out there. Yep. Every time I criticize LeBron, I lose followers because he's got 60 million sycophants out there who hang on every one of his words. And that's fine. You can do it. He has a right to say whatever he wants. But guess what? We're still in America, folks, and I have a right to respond. If you're going to put out your stuff and you're going to put out misinformation, disinformation, toxic, dangerous things that are going to hurt this country without any facts, then you need to be called out. And you know who called him out today too, Harry?
Jason Whitlock.
Jason Whitlock called out LeBron James. If I call out LeBron James, well, you're a white guy. How dare you call out LeBron James? That's the world we live in. But Jason Whitlock called him out justifiably for the same thing that I called him out for. You got 60 million followers. You know, you got all these teams now, and the guy was shot by the cops in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and they're still investigating what happened. Luckily, he didn't die. He was paralyzed, but he was shot. But when guys like LeBron James and all these teams cancel practice, the Detroit Lions today, Harry, cancel practice to sit down and discuss a shooting of a man in Wisconsin that they know nothing about without all the facts in. That's my problem. When the facts are in, then I'll Do I think it was right? Of course not. But the guy was out there, and he didn't listen to the cops. I'm not saying he should have been shot multiple times, but I'm saying that these people are not squeaky, clean individuals. If I get stopped by a cop, I listen to the cop. If I get out and I go running away and I look like I'm going into my car for something, I expect something bad to happen, okay? That's the problem I have. Wait for the facts. LeBron James has 60 million Twitter followers, Harry, and when he puts something out there and makes it a factual statement when it's not, that's dangerous. People get kicked off Twitter for things that are considered misinformation or disinformation or not based on fact. How is LeBron James not banned from Twitter or at least taken down and suspended for a couple of days for not putting out information that is accurate? He is putting out dangerous propaganda to suit his agenda. That's my problem. There shouldn't be agendas in here. It should be, let's get the facts. Let's get the people who commit crimes behind bars. That's what it's about. But LeBron ignores pretty much every other thing that's going on in the world. But when he focuses on one thing, he doesn't care about anything else. And I'm not even talking about China anymore. I'm talking about the other people are being gunned down on the streets every single night, over 285 here in Philadelphia, mostly young black people, young black children, nightly being shot in every city in America. And LeBron James turns a blind eye to those lives. Those lives matter too, LeBron. But why do you choose to ignore those? Because of your anti-cop, anti-America agenda. That's the problem that I have with you. I don't care how many championships you win. Stop being a man who incites violence in this country. You can blame Trump and you can rip him for doing whatever he does. But you're doing the same thing. You are inciting violence and you are keeping the streets angry. That's not your job. You could say whatever you want, but at least be responsible when you tweet stuff out to that many people.
Where's the get some facts drop?
Oh, I got it right here.
Get some facts and come back and see me.
All right, we got a breaking news about the basketball series with LeBron and the Portland Trailblazers. Damian Lillard will be out for Game 5.
Oh, no. How far is that line?
Oh, man. He has a right knee sprain, and he's out. He's opting out.
Well, they knew that they were done after that beatdown last night.
Well,
right?
Yeah. It was 80-51 at half, and it was already over.
And so I got to go to see the latest lines. How much is that line
changed? Now, it's now 13.5.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It'll be 15 by the time that game tips off.
Yeah, because they got blown out with him on the court.
Yeah.
He got blown out.
Well, he
20.
Left in the third quarter, but yeah, they were getting blown out. Right. Man.
We would like to thank. I did already thank the Portland
Trailblazers. Yeah, you did.
Is it time to thank the Orlando Magic, too? Tomorrow? That's tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Clippers, Mavericks tonight, huh? What do you like?
I like the Clippers.
Nuggets, Jazz, elimination game.
Kind of like the Jazz.
To finish it off?
Yeah.
It's a very close line. And then, of course, the two hockey games tonight. Tampa Bay, Boston?
No opinion on that. I'm going to watch it without any action.
I'm taking Tampa Bay.
And I'd take the over in the Vegas game.
I think Vegas is too strong, Harry. And Vancouver's beat up. We want to thank everybody for participating. Eno Saris, John McMullen. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, watching. We'll see you back here for What Up Wednesday tomorrow.
What up?
God bless America. Hey, it's Tony Bruno here telling you there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. All you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code Bruno. Then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. Yes, it's really that easy to claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways and put yourself in the running to win a $1 million cash prize. While the top prize is reserved for one lucky winner, everyone who signs up and enters DraftKings' free football survivor pool will receive an instant bonus prize of at least $5 in value upon entering. While you're in the app, don't forget to check out all the daily great fantasy contests that DraftKings is hosting for this week's basketball and golf action.